The U.S. Department of Justice has told a legal group in Seattle to stop helping people with their deportation cases. And that's prompted a federal lawsuit, as Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team reports.
When people face deportation at a court in Seattle or Tacoma, and they don't have an attorney, judges will often drop a name, the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. The legal staff there provides free help filling out forms and translating documents, even if they can't take on the full case. But last month, the DOJ sent the legal group a letter to cease and desist.
It's thrown an immediate wrench into our ability to represent people.
That's Matt Adams, legal director with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project, or NIRP. The DOJ letter warns NIRP that they'll face sanctions if they continue to assist with deportation cases, unless an attorney formally signs on for the full case.
And of course, what that means is that the vast majority of people are going to be left without any legal assistance. It's simply mind-boggling to think that this is the direction the government's going.
Adams says his group can offer limited help with hundreds of deportation cases every year, but they can only afford to fully represent a handful of them. That's because many are seeking asylum, and that typically takes several years. NIRP has filed a federal lawsuit claiming the DOJ order violates the attorney's First Amendment rights to advise potential clients. But according to the Justice Department, NIRP is violating a federal rule that aims to ensure attorneys provide adequate representation. The lawsuit seeks to immediately halt the DOJ order. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.